know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made of, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts. Jamie here with John and Michael. What's up, man?
Michael, Jamie, how you doing, man?
He doesn't need our attention. Attention hog.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, man. It's, I don't know. You and I were talking just about life stresses off the air, and you've got some right now that are more stressful than what I'm going through, but, yeah.
Well, in the scheme of things, mine will...
Inconvenient frustrations.
In a odd twist of fate, I had to borrow some stuff from you.
You did. You had to borrow my lawnmower, which I've always, I don't know, you love lawn care and you mow dozens of lawns, which is why yours broke. But I felt inferior as far as lawns go. So I just assumed that my mower was going to be a big disappointment to you.
Actually, quite the opposite. I was very, very surprised at how much I liked your Cub Cadet.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Hustler, I've always called it a tank. But turns out there's a big difference in the lawnmower that I bought from Hustler and other Hustler lawnmowers. I bought a residential version, which would be fine and dandy if I was only mowing my yard. But because I love to mow and I've mowed several yards per week, turns out a residential mower isn't cut out for commercial use.
It's not. Sorry that you learned that the hard way.
Well, let me tell you, man, I texted some folks and had to give it up. Hanging up my...
Oh, wow.
Hanging up the blades, man.
Oh, I thought you meant giving up your... Like, letting it go on to be with the Lord.
Oh, no. No.
Your mower.
I'll save it.
Okay.
It actually is saved. I need to go get it. So. Yeah.
Okay.
But I've made my mind up that the only yard it's going to be mowing is my own.
I get it. And I mean, you have done awesome work for people in need, and I'm sure they're more grateful than anything, so I hope you know that.
Well,
I mean, I'm not, but I'm sure they are.
You know, hey, your butta,
my butta,
your
my butta,
your mower is so a couple of things I like about it. It sets up higher.
Okay,
so you just feel like you're kind of on a throne,
in control, you know.
Yeah,
command center.
Your levers. You get a little workout when you're mowing. Your levers are stiff.
Were they?
Yeah. 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 Mine are floppy, you know?
Okay. Yeah. You need to work out yours, a little bit.
But the biggest difference is the ride quality, my man. Yours is like Cadillac and mine's over here like a...
I would not have expected that.
Yeah, man.
I love mine, but yours, I would have expected yours to be as good of a ride or better.
No, so. Man. Mine will beat you to death. Yours is like riding on a cloud. So I have an opportunity to trade mine in and we'll see what they can offer me.
I mean, speaking of yours beating you to death, I don't know how in depth we went, but it is beaten to death some animals recently, right?
Well, that's what I thought. We have, I think, talked about the fact that I ran over a nest of rabbits, like baby rabbits.
Family of bunnies.
But when I got off and I noticed what had happened, none of them looked like they had been hit. So I don't know if only my tire ran over them, but not the, but they just didn't look traumatized.
It looked like they died quickly. And
it looks like they just were asleep, this, you know, is, like Papaw.
You better never let Grace know that you killed bunnies. She will.
So
take revenge.
So here's the thing. So that was, you know, I thought that happened one day. Well, the next day when I was in that same area and going to kind of dispose or take care of them, they were moving.
Oof.
But their deadbeat mom, so I thought, was just nowhere to be found. So I put them in a shoebox and brought them inside, and my daughter and I tried to nurse them back to life.
Okay.
Turns out the mom, not a deadbeat. But this is her strategy. She leaves them covered up in hay or whatever she can find and only goes to them a couple of times a day because they are in a position where predators can't see them. But if she's there, they're more prone to animal attacks, predator attacks. So this was a mother being strategic, and I ran over them and then hid them from her.
Wow. So, you are the ultimate predator.
I am.
That's messed up, dude. So were you giving like bunnies mouth to mouth? What are we doing in here?
I thought about doing mouth to mouth.
You try to feed them with a bottle?
I fed them with a medicine dropper and milk.
Okay. Did they take it?
They did. I thought that, well, we just have bunnies in the house now. And then later that evening, my wife used the internet to say, hey, man, you should have just left them alone. The mom's probably worried to death over where they are.
Well, she may never get touch them now. They smell like you.
So it did go into specifics and say that it doesn't matter. Put them back. Mom will take them.
That's because you've trained your AI to never say anything upsetting.
Well, it like, was my wife's. So has to speak gingerly to
you. You trained your wife to never say anything upsetting? Well,
my wife's amazing. From Texas. I can't train her to do nothing. She's not the kind of Texan that thinks Davy Crockett didn't help them out, though.
Yeah, I get it. You are never going to let go of that, are you?
Never.
Never. Sorry.
Well, the rabbits aren't here anymore, so I'm just going to assume that means they're with their mom in Peter Cottontail Land and all lived happily ever after.
You know what I've seen a lot of around here lately?
Vultures.
Frogs. Full of bunnies in their bellies. No,
frogs don't eat bunnies, though, do they?
No, they don't. But I've seen a lot of frogs. I was just trying to.
Have you really seen frogs?
Yes.
I've never one time seen a frog here.
Yeah, so one of them was around my pool, which that happens. There's water. But the other two were on the complete other side of my house, like big bullfrogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I hear them all the time.
Reese has had a good time. I guess they're over at my house. You can come catch up with them if you want to. Be like, hey, bullfrogs, what are y'all doing?
Oh, man, I'm directing a play and there's a bullfrog in it.
Do you need a bullfrog? Because I can get you one.
I've got a human bullfrog.
That sounds unnecessary when I have a real bullfrog. It's weird, though. Like, the only kid at my house that actively gets excited and goes after the bullfrogs is Grace. There was a time in my life as a kid where if something like a salamander's outside, there's a frog, like, I'm catching it just to see what's up. My kids don't do that, and I feel like I've done something wrong.
I feel like the air is just right that any day now we should be seeing some lightning bugs.
I hope so.
Is there anything more magical, even as an adult, than a lightning bug? Their butts light up.
Yeah, that's true. I don't understand the purpose. Like, I try not to question God's plan about a lot of things, but I don't get the lightning bug thing. Where he's like, hey, watch this.
It's either first or last, right? Like, you don't put a lightning bug in the middle of creation.
Right.
It's a bookmark of some
kind. It is. And I don't know where it lands.
All right. Let's start with little things first. All right. Give me a flying bug. Make its butt light up. All right. Next.
Sir, I feel like you've skipped some chapters.
Give me wasps. Make its butt really just hurt you for no reason whatsoever.
Okay. Well, let's go into that. All right. Because I've got a tree that buzzes right now. Like, the entire tree is buzzing.
Is it a honeybee situation?
I don't know. That's what I think. But it's inside the tree.
This is threat level midnight.
It's not good. It's not good.
Is it the big evergreen?
No, that would be probably better. This is the one by the pool.
Oh, this is awful. This is the worst tree.
It's not that close to the pool. Like I'm like, eh, whatever. But yeah, I don't like it. It's not good.
We're gonna have to get fire and wasp spray and a lighter. Fire. I mean, we can't get fire.
I can't be around fire.
Oh, I forgot.
I can't do anything.
I forgot about that.
No, I hyperventilate at the thought of something catching on fire.
I remember my dad burning a yellow jacket's nest.
Yeah, I remember that. That's a good time.
What are we going to do?
We're going to call people that do this.
No.
I don't know. Yes, this is not something I'm taking care of by myself.
Dude,
I'll do a lot of things. I took care of pregnant possum. I took care of all kinds of things broken inside my pool.
Have you seen any? Do you know what kind of bee we're dealing with?
I pulled a basketball goal that was concreted in the ground out of the ground by myself.
I'll try to call you back.
That was a different basketball goal, though.
Oh.
You weren't there for either one.
Well, you only called me for one.
So there's a bee guy in town that we've been in contact with, but we also contacted the, I don't know, what's another word for the 4-H office? the extension office.
So you're going to not let us take care of it, but you're going to have our friend Scott
he's come not take care of take, it? He's got a bee guy for sure. He's not going to come.
If it's a honeybee situation, then that is something where they come and take it away from you and it's still going to be beneficial somewhere else. If it's a wasp situation, you just got to burn those bad boys.
Yeah.
Send them straight to the fire.
Thankfully, it's right under the power lines and right next to my septic tank. So it's really best case scenario.
If there is a tree in your yard that you would pick as the one not to have a problem with,
it would be that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Angie was like, posted. Well, yeah. Angie said something about, well, maybe like the wind will just blow it down, but then what will we do? I'm like, well, if it blows the tree down, it's going to blow the bees away. Like it's in the ground. That's a healthy tree. It's not a,
well, God can remove a healthy tree.
I've heard that about him. I don't know what to do. I don't like bees.
You're my bee guy, so
if I just see a nest, I'll take care of it. But we cannot find it anywhere. But if you're in a 15-foot radius, you just hear the buzzing.
That's ominous.
It is.
Can we walk up there after this and just let me hear
it? You're welcome to come hear the buzzing whenever you want. Mm. Come to my house and get your buzz on. Wait, that's not.
I might have to get
Michael, my buzz not on now.
Before I yeah, hear the buzz.
No, I because I worried, like, what if it is in the ground? Because I've seen yellow jackets nests in
if
the ground.
If it's a yellow jacket big enough to where you can hear it from 15 feet away,
you're already dead.
I don't want to go any. You'll
my
see
girl style.
My girl yeah. three.
Yeah.
50-year-old John version.
Aw.
Where are his glasses? He can't see without his glasses.
I think we just lost all 10 people that were listening to this.
Listen, honey, John couldn't see even with his glasses. He did not see those bees coming.
They were going to get him anyway.
And he can't hear anything. Where's his hearing aids? where are they?
Well, they're in his swollen ears from getting stung so much.
And then my wife has a crush on a teacher. I mean, it's just pandemonium.
Wow. That's a lot of my girl.
Is that her name? Yeah. Selton Fuss?
Nope. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't that.
Veda.
It was Veda.
Was Veda Topanga? Veda's not Topanga, but they look a little similar. They can be cousins.
How dare you, first of all. No, Veda. How dare you Topanga, invoke the name of Topanga?
They look like they could
they
be
don't.
Related.
They don't even look like the same species.
Dan Aykroyd, I bet, is Topanga's real dad.
He might be, but he's not Veda's. Jamie Lee Curtis is the mistress? What's up with that?
Man, when Dan Aykroyd punched that guy,
that was awesome.
And then he owns a funeral home.
He taught
home.
Me how to be a man, you know? You put makeup on dead people and you punch out jerks.
That was a great movie.
It really was good. Speaking of Macaulay Culkin, I got to talk to you about something.
Okay.
And you don't like it. I went and saw the Michael Jackson movie. The transitions. Macaulay Culkin has been very supportive of Michael Jackson.
I got there. I was just trying to decide if I was going to do
So I went and saw it. And I know you won't see it for objective reasons. But I just want to talk about the way it's made, right? Do you know anything about this? Michael Jackson biopic or biopic. I say biopic because biopic sounds stupid. Okay.
I would say that's biopic, but whatever.
Yeah, you would. So it's his nephew plays him, Jermaine's son. His name is Jafar, like the villain in Aladdin. I don't know why you would name your son after that.
So many words.
So he plays, and he was never an actor, never a singer, never a dancer.
But he was at Neverland, and he was touched by Michael.
No, he was found not guilty. But he's, I don't know, like early 20s. And he sounds nothing like Michael. So I've seen interviews with him. Okay, first of all, he had to like learn to act, sing, and dance just to do this, which is amazing because he does really well. He's awesome.
It's in his blood.
It is in his blood very much. But the movie's about like starting little kid Jackson 5 up to 1989, then the movie's over. Spoiler alert if you're looking to go see it. It's
the movie's over in 89?
Yeah, stops at 89.
Well, that was the peak.
Yeah, it was great.
It was all
was
downhill.
That was right 89. When that was right when the Bad album came out.
But it was a really
song
good
Bad.
Album.
It was really good. So but it's a lot about his family and like so the Jackson 5. He has four older brothers. He's the baby, right? And the movie is executive produced by Tito and Jermaine, so two of his older brothers. So
and Jermaine is the dad of Jafar.
Yes. Okay. Oof, we need to draw some. Michael, work on a tree for the Jacksons here. One note, Janet's not in, like, they refer to LaToya a lot, but never Janet, never said it. I wonder what's up with that. Anyway, but the movie mainly makes their dad look like a monster.
Well, like, that's kind of how I've heard him described.
He was. I mean, the way he treated the kids and, like, but the movie paints the brothers as just, like, shrugging their shoulders the whole time. Like, sorry, we'll do what dad says, but we support you, Michael. Like, no, there's no controversy with any of the other brothers. And I was like, that's how I know they were in charge of this.
I was going to say, didn't Tito have some issues, like, of domestic abuse and
I think
stuff?
That was after 89. So that's probably why they stopped. Like, oh, we all got some trouble in the 90s. Let's leave that out. But so there was a younger kid that played Michael who was also great. Also, it's fascinating to hear how Jafar learned to talk like Michael, because that's not a normal voice. He's like,
I don't even think it was Michael's normal voice.
I don't think it could. I don't know
about it.
It portrayed it that it was. Canceled. And he would just like read books in that voice to get good at it over and over. And I was like,
so did, was there a little
books he ever read?
Macaulay that made a cameo?
No, there was no Macaulay. There were no little kids. He did have a lot of animals. You got to see him meet his monkey Bubbles for the first time. So that was delightful. He had a snake and a giraffe and a llama.
I should have sent this to you, but I did see a TikTok this week with interviews from probably a dozen celebrities that had Michael stories.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, oh man, I can't remember who it was, but they said that they drove to Michael's mansion at Neverland to meet him. I think that was the one in Anaheim. Anyway, he says that he's worried that he's going to run out of gas, but there's no gas stations between the main part of the city and Michael's house. So he just finishes the drive. And then at some point in the night, he expresses like, oh yeah, when I get back, I'm really hoping I make it to the gas station. Michael had his own gas station on property.
Oh,
so
I'm
they
sure.
took it and filled it up yeah. with gas. How cool is it to say, oh yeah, just pull around to my gas station. Yeah, I got a gas station.
I mean, he's got everything, I guess. He's got like a zoo.
I mean, he had a zoo, but it's just still wild to me. But it makes sense.
Got
I mean,
some
you gotta.
In the back.
Yeah. Your Michael's pretty spot on.
I've been reading a lot of books. No, it was just amazing to me how they put it all together and that it the movie itself was a good production and that they all signed off with making their dad a monster, who I guess is dead at this point. But it was pretty wild. It had some weird. There was a whole scene with Michael Myers, like Austin Powers, not the guy from Halloween.
Was Michael. It was actually him?
No, it
Michael
wasn't.
Michael Myers?
It was him, but he played like a record executive.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know it was him till after the movie.
I thought he was
like,
playing himself for some reason.
No, did you notice Michael Myers? I was like, no, he wasn't in the movie. No clue.
Is Michael Myers also the name of like the serial killer Michael Myers?
I don't think there's a real
from Friday the 13th.
That's from Halloween.
But
Friday
the
13th is Jason Voorhees.
Okay, well.
Yes, same name.
Michael Myers.
I think the actor goes by Mike.
Halloween.
Mike Myers. Anyway, but I didn't know he was in it. Miles Teller plays his agent, which is even Miles Teller, I don't know, kind of looks different. It's a weird role for him, but
I don't even know who that is.
He's a big time actor. You watch a lot of movies, which is going to be great for our segment after the break.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. And also,
I've been excited about this idea for months.
Well, why don't we just go into it?
All right.
Do you have anything else, Mike? We good? All right, let's go to break. And when we come back, we'll tell you what we're doing.
I don't know where I got this, but here's the idea. I want to talk about how we can take two entertainment, I don't know, like a movie or a TV show. I don't know, like motion pictures. I don't know what to call it. But
we whatever can, you call it, just don't call it.
Universes colliding. Like if we could merge the world of, I don't know, Austin Powers that we mentioned earlier with the world of Michael Jackson, what would that movie be
Gosh,
like?
That is just a nightmare.
That's not one of the ones on my list, but I do have a lot on my list.
Okay. Well, I have none. I'm just hoping to chime in.
The reason I've been waiting like 3 months to do this is because I wanted you to make a list.
Oh, well,
I have 13 crossovers.
Well, you and I spoke about this off the air this morning, and I thought the one that I came up with was fire.
One.
Yeah.
I have 13.
Okay. I'm gonna bounce in and out. I'm gonna critique. I'm gonna make new ideas off the ones you.
Let's start out with Macaulay Culkin, and this isn't a unique idea to me.
Home Alone.
Have you heard the theory that Kevin from Home Alone is the killer behind the Saw movies?
I have heard that.
Yeah. I really like that, and I just wanted to reference it. You know, not my idea.
Oftentimes, children who are abused and or neglected will turn out to do some things that aren't good. So it tracks.
In a similar note, I got this one from a meme, but I like it. Have you seen the movie Blade?
Long time ago.
So it's a Marvel movie about a vampire that kills vampires.
Mm-hmm.
I really want that to cross over with Twilight so Wesley Snipes can kill all of them.
Yeah.
That
one
would
will
be
just take over the other.
Amazing if he could just kill all those people. Okay. So those two are not original. I think the rest of these are. And you're literally yawning.
I'm tired, man.
Michael, you want to come on the show today and make your debut?
I thought Michael was going to get me a Coke Zero. But you see, I have nothing in front of me.
Let me start off with some things you're interested in. See if I can wake you up a little bit. There are two shows that I have gotten together with groups of people to watch. And the first of those, well, not the first, probably the biggest of those was Lost.
Lost.
We used to have Lost parties all the time.
The Office and Walking Dead.
Oh, I forgot about The Walking Dead. Breaking Bad. We had a Breaking Bad party. I also saw.
I feel like, did we see Modern Family together?
Or I don't think so, but that's going to show up on my list. I don't think so. I watched the Friends finale with a group, but not like all of Friends.
I bet my wife was there.
She was.
As not my wife.
She was there as my. So.
Your friend.
Lost. Let's cross over Lost with Gilligan's Island.
Oh my gosh.
How about Jack, Sawyer, Kate, John Locke?
Could you imagine if Saeed met Gilligan?
What if the others were Marianne? And the skipper, too. A millionaire and his wife. A movie star.
Well, there's no way that the millionaire and his wife are still alive. They're dead.
You think?
They are the ghosts.
They might be. They are the smoke monster. Yeah.
What if Gilligan is the smoke monster because he's accidentally set something on fire and he's running around with it?
That could definitely be it. I think Hurley and Gilligan are going to be best friends. I think Jack and the skipper are going to fight just straight up. And I think the professor and Locke are going to figure out how to get us right into the microphone. Like, do you want to go do something else?
I want to go take a nap.
I'm really excited about this idea and you're killing me. And I started with Lost and Gilligan's Island.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Who else is on Gilligan's Island? We're forgetting somebody. There's the movie we've said, Marianne and Ginger.
And the professor.
The professor. Then millionaire and his wife, Skipper and Gilligan. Is that it?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. And then on Lost, who would John Locke be friends with?
I think it would be the professor. I think they can get like philosophical and
they would just have philosophical
technical
arguments all the time.
I could see that.
Marianne and Ginger.
So Ginger, there's the one girl, I think her name was Shannon, who all she wanted to do was tan. And she had like a brother that was weird.
Ginger and her would be friends.
I think so. I think Marianne and Kate would be buddies. I just assume the millionaire's racist. So for Jen and his wife, he would just like say horrible things to them. Lovey.
Yeah. They got better as the show went on. Everybody else got worse.
Are you talking about Lost or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything got worse.
Such a disappointing ending. How did Gilligan's Island end? Did they all just die?
I think they got off the island.
Did they?
I think so. Yeah.
Mike, can you look that up?
They had a crossover with the Harlem Globetrotters. I remember that.
Infuriating how many times they could have legitimately got off.
I know, right? They're like, the basketball team left and we didn't go with them.
Do you know how many times I've taken a dolphin cruise with my children and it's said to be a 3-hour cruise? And I'm like, This is not going to go well.
I do. And I remember it not going well and my kids losing their minds.
Does Avery still have is she triggered by boats and doesn't even know why?
She's okay now, but it was legitimately years of driving up the hill to your house. And she's like, we're going to tip over. I had to make crap she up to get her to sleep in her bed.
Scene on that boat. So
like the captain came to check on us.
Yeah. And he wasn't, it wasn't a nice checkup. No, it was like, shut that kid up.
And he's not the skipper. He wasn't pleasant and plump.
He was Saeed. If Saeed was a skipper,
skipper Saeed. All right. Do you know what, in Friends, what Ross's job was?
Ross is an archaeologist.
No.
He is a museum curator.
No.
Ross does something nerdy.
He is a paleontologist.
That's bones, right?
That's like dinosaur bones.
Okay.
He's going to go work at Jurassic Park, and he's going to take the whole cast with him. Can you imagine Joey and Chandler interacting with a velociraptor?
I want to.
Could this be any more deadly?
How are we going to get this dinosaur out of here?
He's going to look at
Pivot.
He's going to look at Pterodactyl and be like, how you doing? It's going to be good. Yeah. I like the pivot. That's good. So I think that could be fun. That'd be a good time.
We were on a break.
Got a couple animated ones on here for you. King of the Hill, which is coming out with another season soon.
Really?
Yep. And The Simpsons. Can you imagine Bart picking on Bobby and then Hank having to confront Homer about it?
Homer would not fare well.
Nah. Hank would leave him laying in a pile of...
Homer doesn't belong in Texas.
Nuclear waste. No, he couldn't make it. I think it would have to take place in Springfield, where the Simpsons live.
What family, like what fictional family, but like played by live actors, would you say best correlates with the Simpsons? I've got a family in mind.
A fictional family with live actors?
Yeah.
I mean, is it Modern Family or is it Married with Children?
Roseanne.
Okay, I can see that.
The Barr family.
Yeah, the Barr.
Yeah.
Ta-da-da. They were actually the Connors.
That's right. Roseanne.
Barr is her real name.
You're right. The Connors. Yeah, man. That was, man, the Hank Hill is just, I don't know how he would treat Homer.
Not well, I'll tell you that. He'd set him straight. Get him some propane and propane accessories. Marge and Peggy, play some Boggle. It'd be great.
Does Marge have a drinking problem?
I don't know. She just has tall blue hair. I think she's the only normal person in the show, and so she has tall blue hair.
Pentecostal.
All right. So next up, I'm going to take some vengeance out with a couple of these, all right?
All right.
Now, thankfully, my kids never fell into this, but I've heard about this horrible drug kids get into called Caillou. Did your kids watch this show?
Yeah, man. That was the whiniest cartoon.
We're going to send my man to South Park.
Oh, God. He'll never make it.
No. Yeah.
Hey, oh, my God. They killed Caillou.
Yes, that will happen a lot. So I like that one just on the face of it. I spend way too much time trying to figure out what to do with some of my favorite shows. Like Breaking Bad, Walter White goes from an unassuming chemistry teacher to a drug kingpin that murders people. I'm going to have him take care of Barney the Purple Dinosaur. He's going to teach the kids how to make meth. And then when Barney tries to stop him, he's going to put him in a barrel of acid.
See, I thought, I was thinking that we had talked about Heisenberg meeting Michael Scott.
We had, because I was trying to get you thinking and working up so you could have your own list. But
so how would they work out? So let's just pretend like the show is Breaking Bad, but the characters from The Office are on Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And they are working in a paper company in El Paso or wherever.
Maybe it was in Albuquerque. Maybe they need to go to the A1 car wash to sell them some paper. Yeah. What are your paper needs at the car wash? And then maybe Michael sees something that he's not supposed to see. So Walt invites him over for dinner to see how much he knows. It'd be good.
And Michael's just so oblivious to it all. He ends up in a camper making meth and has no idea what's going on.
And he really thinks it's rock candy. And it could be like the...
And Dwight has to go find him. And Dwight knows what's happening, but Michael doesn't.
Yeah, and ends up saving him somehow.
Yeah. And then like Jim and Pam are just in sheer disbelief about what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, they're smart enough to distance themselves. Maybe they can punch Skyler in the face for me. Walt's wife, she was my least favorite.
I need Oscar to be there somehow.
Everybody hates Skylar. I don't know. She was there. Maybe she can ask him for help laundering money because he's the accountant, you know? Yeah.
Be good. But instead of Oscar, they get Kevin.
Yeah.
And I he spends Kevin. All of their money on cookies.
Oh, cookies.
I'm getting comfortable. Don't mind me.
You're going to be asleep. Like, I'm my
Sorry.
Just let me know when you're
good. I'm good.
Hitting mics and stuff. My level of excitement could not be more perfectly matched by your not giving a crapness.
I'm having fun. I'm getting comfortable.
Could you get your feet out of my face?
I'm comfortable, and this is all how right. I'm going to sit.
Okay. So have you ever seen Police Academy?
Have I ever? Oh my gosh. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay. We're going
to Mahoney.
We're going to combine that with The Fast and the Furious. They're going to try to track down Dom man. And his gang. And we're going to have the guy who makes the noises with his mouth there. We're going to have Bobcat Goldthwait, who just died.
What?
Yeah, he died recently? In the last 2 weeks.
No, yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he died.
You know, he did stand-up, and I would have loved to have
it
seen...
It was so funny!
That was a good impression.
I don't know if he... Can he... Like, does he actually have a normal voice, and that's put on, like... That is a hard voice to do.
I think it was an extra in the movie, but I think that's close to his normal voice.
Like his stand-up voice was the voice from the movie too. Yeah. So I'm like, this might be this guy's voice.
Yeah.
What was the? I don't remember the guy's actual name, but the sound effects guy, man.
Yeah, I don't know his real name either, but he was amazing. I don't know how he did all that, but I could see him doing some of that to try to distract Dom. And I think they catch them by accident at some point. You get Hightower in there throwing some punches.
What if instead of they merging with that, merge them with Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Oh, dude, that would be amazing. What if
they're rival departments?
They brought in their department for a training or something. That could be amazing. I like that a lot. That would be very funny.
Guys, if you have not watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, 10 out of 10 recommend.
Highly recommend. Highly recommend.
Man, the commandant on
Commandant Broussard.
Yeah, dude, he's been on so many things.
Yeah, he's in a lot. He's kind of the same character in everything.
And one of the sergeants, I think it's one of the sergeants. He's been on like The Closer and stuff. He's really good. Man,
they made so many police academies.
Yeah, I mean, really,
there
after
was like
two,
Police Academy in Russia, and like it got so weird.
There was one on
the first
beach,
two were
like,
good. I did watch the beach one.
What if that one merges with Saved by the Bell when they go to the beach?
The beach years? Yeah, that was so weird. Ugh. Saved by the Bell. Such a missed opportunity.
So I got to ask, is Boy Meets Girl?
I don't know what that is. Boy Meets World, Boy Meets World's not on my list. I didn't put Boy Meets World on my list. I didn't put Good Will Hunting on my list. Perfection should not be touched.
Okay.
We good?
All right.
Don't you dare try. Don't you dare.
What's next?
Parks and Rec.
Man, this is one of the best shows of all time. I need to get my son to make it through that little dry spell in the first season.
Season one? And after that's when it picks up.
Yeah. Like if you can push through that.
And it's a shortened season. Just start in season two.
Yeah.
Just start there.
It's so good. Andy
becomes a main character.
Andy Dwyer, is that his name?
Dwyer.
One of my favorite characters. Some of his best work in that is improv too.
Oh yeah, when he just goes through all the names of his band. Like he just made all that up on the fly.
And when he's at his doctor's office.
Yes. That's so good.
All right, so what do you have Parks and Rec merging with?
So our girl Leslie Knope is going to look for a bonding experience, and she's going to take them out to a ranch in Montana called the Yellowstone. And here we're going to see Ron Swanson falling into his, becoming his best self as a rancher. But then Rip is going to absolutely kill Tom and Jerry. Oh, what? I never realized their names were Tom and Jerry. Did they do a bit about that on the show?
I don't know. They should have.
Because Aziz Ansari is
so
Tom.
So you think Rip is not going to like, Ron?
Oh, yeah. He'll be fine with Ron. Like, okay. Ron's going to fit in and,
but
like,
Tom is dead.
No, Tom is way too weak. He'll kill Tom.
Yeah, Tom's dead. Everybody's dead except for Ron and Leslie.
I don't know. I really want to see.
And Filippelli.
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
She's a nurse, so they'll need her. Her name is Anne. And then I can't think of the girl's name that Andy marries. She's one of my favorite characters, too. But she would be good because she stands up for herself. So her and Beth would argue. Beth would win and probably kill her.
But I feel like she and Beth would have to fight for Rip. I feel like Rip would be kind of up her alley.
Yeah, I think she could be.
Like she doesn't. Be, she's tired of the goofy Andy and wants the real man.
With Rip. I mean, I bet Leslie would fall in love with him too.
I bet that. Oh man, what's Rip's wife's Beth? Yeah, Beth would want Ron and her dad to meet up because he's the government insider that can protect the ranch, you know, make it some kind of protected government entity where no one can bother the ranch.
And Ron hates government, so he'd make it work.
Yep. But he's going to take a cut somehow. There's buried gold on that land.
So going through Parks and Rec, we'll have to get through The Office. And this was, I feel like I've got some better ones after this, but this was really difficult for me because I think Michael could be fun in Breaking Bad. Like, what if he's in Star Trek and thinks and like learns that aliens are real in space travel? Like, Michael in anything would be amazing. I'm going to have him meet his match. Somebody who also thinks that they are the most hilarious person ever. Somebody else that is oblivious and very socially awkward.
Is it me?
Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Gosh, that would be a match made.
They're going to meet at like a magic convention, a magician convention, and just it's going to be a buddy comedy, and it's going to be incredible.
That would be outstanding, actually.
Yeah. Man. He's going to introduce Phil to That's What She Said, and that's all he's going to say forever. Golly.
So, yeah, that's perfect. Earlier, that I was really excited to think about The Office is in the tower that Die Hard is in.
Yeah.
So they're having their own Christmas party. And Michael thinks that this takeover is actually like an elaborate improv game where he is Michael Scarn.
Michael Scarn.
And he thinks that he gets to take down these terrorists.
He thinks that somebody has staged Threat Level Midnight for him to step in and save
it. He thinks Dwight has made this whole thing up. Jim spends the entire episode fighting for his life and trying to convince Michael this is real life. And it turns into one of those situations where the intro was like the fire.
Yeah.
It's just pure pandemonium. Angela's falling from the ceiling with cats.
Yep.
That's what this turns into.
That's going to be awesome.
With Hans Gruber.
For the rest of The Office forever, he's trying to work in Yippee-ki-yay to everything. Yeah, and they he have to just stop
becomes
him.
Like man-crushed with Bruce Willis.
Are you not? Are we not all?
I'm not going to. No comment.
No comment. I got two more. This one was the first one I came up with, and I like it a lot. And we're going to stick with Steve Carell, actually. I want to combine the universes of Anchorman, which was set in the 70s, and Golden Girls, which was set in the 80s, really for the only reason that Rose and Brick can have like scenes together dating and then have their own spinoff as being the dumbest couple in the history of the world. I think it would be incredible. She could take him to Minnesota and meet her family.
I've never watched the show, awful man.
Things. You never watched Golden Girls?
Never. I know.
How dare you, first of all. So it was five women sharing a house.
That sounds terrible. That should be illegal.
It was in Miami.
They looked 100 years old, but they were in their 40s.
They were in their 40s and looked 100. So I think Brick, like the age would work out by the time he got to the 80s. That's crazy. They're like our age and they look like our grandmothers.
Yeah. And they're not even yawning during their episodes
so much. And the grandma, Sophia Petrillo, was the youngest actress on the show.
That is wild to me.
Yeah. And then she made
she was the youngest actor.
Yeah. Of the five women. Yeah.
She looks 130.
It's called makeup, John.
I thought it was.
You need some.
I need a miracle in makeup.
And then she was in that dumb movie Throw Mama from, no, what was it called?
Don't tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
No, it was Stallone was a cop and he was trying to stop her. My mom will shoot. That was the name of it.
Yeah, I remember that.
She was in that because apparently Schwarzenegger said he was going to take it if Stallone didn't, just to get Stallone to do it because he thought it was stupid, which is great.
Stop or my mom will shoot. Man, I remember seeing that VHS cover.
And nobody's ever
Jellico video.
Nobody's ever actually rented that movie, though. Like, you saw it, and it was pristine, and nobody ever touched it.
Yeah.
Because it was terrible. It had to be.
I can still vividly remember some of the covers from those VHSs, and I never watched any of them.
And you just walk up and down the aisles, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Those were the good old days. I miss
video stores. Now you just do it clicking through menus.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I just got one more. And I'm going to try to speak this one into existence. I think it needs to happen.
All right.
Let's go to Billy Madison. You familiar?
Oh, yeah. Remind me, I've got a Billy Madison story for you.
Yeah, let's end on something you have to say since you've been asleep this whole time. So Billy Madison, he is young and he is irresponsible and wants to take over his dad's hotel empire, right? You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to sleep or are you mad?
I'm trying to think if that's accurate. Because I've also got Tommy Boy in my head, but
he's not even in Tommy Boy.
I know. But Tommy Boy is trying to take over his dad's brake empire.
Yeah.
That was the only premise you could use in the 90s for a good
and
comedy.
Dan Aykroyd's going to sell car parts to the American man.
Look, you can put
that's what we care about.
You can put a,
it's gotta be your bull
warranty on the box.
Put it on the box. Okay. No. So he's wanted to take over his dad's hotel empire, and his dad won't let him do it until he goes back and passes every grade in 2 weeks because his dad paid for him to get through school.
Back to school.
One of my favorite scenes from Billy Madison is the schoolyard scene where he pelts all the little kids with dodgeballs. In this movie, he has to play a game of dodgeball against Bradley Whitford, who is the villain in Billy Madison, and his team, to get control of the hotel. So he calls in Vince Vaughn from Dodgeball, and he puts together, and here's the thing, it's got to be the Billy Madison cast. So we're bringing in Norm MacDonald, who's dead, Chris Farley.
Chris Farley is in Billy Madison.
He is, yeah.
I forgot about that. He was the bus driver.
So he gets all those guys together as his Dodgeball team, and their coach is Vince Vaughn, giving them the knowledge that he got from Patches O'Houlihan in the Dodgeball movie.
What if it's a tournament and they have to take on the O'Doyle family first and kill them all and then take on
his
nemesis?
Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
O'Doyle's rule.
Yeah. So Dodgeball and Billy Madison crossover. I mean, except for the dead guys, everybody's still able to do it. Let's pull them together and make it happen.
I don't know how. But you got to let David Spade be in it somehow.
I mean, he's in everything it essentially will be the Grown Ups cast. Those are his friends now. Chris Rock, Kevin James, and David Spade.
If you could let David Spade take over for Chris Farley, I think that's acceptable.
That's fine. I think we do that. I don't want it to cross over with Grown Ups because those movies suck. But they can take that cast.
No, he could be, allow this if you will. Can he be Joe Dirt? That takes over as the bus driver for Chris Farley.
Yes, absolutely. I will allow Joe Dirt as long as he talks about fireworks for 20 minutes.
Daggum, man. Life's a garden.
You dig telling it. Me you ain't got any dark circle poopy woozles?
No hoop skerdoos or hoop skerdonts?
Scooter doos or scooter don'ts?
With or without the scooter stick?
Yes. I like it.
You're standing here. Owning a fireworks stand.
Telling me. I made Luke watch that a few months ago, and he just looked at me like I was stupid.
I think I need to introduce my son to Joe Dirt.
Luke might be Joe Dirt. But yeah.
Man, Kid Rock's in that movie. Kid Rock's going to join Joe Dirt.
Too soon. So, yes. Yeah, so, my finale here is Dodgeball and Billy Madison.
Plus, I contributed with
Joe Dirt. Joe Dirt. I'm good with that. I feel like he would be in the Billy Madison universe.
If Joe Dirt was like, what if Joe Dirt just started coming to our church one day? You know, would Joe Dirt be someone that you would want to minister to? Could you see yourself spending time with Joe Dirt?
Yeah, I mean, I never thought about it in a ministry capacity. Like, I don't know about a Bible study. I'd like to hang out. And
I would love to hear a Joe Dirt Bible
fishing.
Study.
I'd like to go fishing with him. Maybe really? We can talk about Jesus while we're there.
Man, you think this water is awesome? Well, what if I told you about a guy who could walk on it?
That's good. You need to write a Joe Dirt's Guide to Jesus. That can be our next project.
Ministering to Tennessee, the Appalachian Gospel.
It's not bad, actually.
Oh, man.
Except for the sacrilegious part. But yeah. So what were you going to tell me about Billy Madison?
So rudely? Wednesday night at church, we were having a conversation in the youth worker room. And there's several teachers on our youth volunteer staff. And they were talking about how awful the end of the year testing is.
Two of them teach like fifth grade math. And they were,
yeah. And then one of them is like the person who like is in charge of making sure teachers administer that
He's
correctly.
He's the assessment czar, I think.
So we teased this idea to one of the workers, Alex, that she should give us a quiz, Billy Madison style. Like, could we both pass, like, kindergarten through high school today?
Or just the fifth grade KSA test.
Yeah. Well, Alex made it very clear that you would pass and I would not.
So. It's really not. And this isn't a knock on you. I do math for a living. It's not like.
I haven't done math since 2006.
You say that. I know you have. You measure stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I'm mostly like, your weight. Speaking of measurements, I saw a TikTok the other day that a basketball court-sized meteor was coming toward Earth, and I was like, we will do anything to avoid the metric system.
How many basketball courts fit on a football field?
It's got to be your bull.
Seriously, how many? I want to try.
I mean, basketball courts aren't necessarily a standard size. It's supposed to be 90 feet, but... If you go gym to gym, they're different.
How wide is a football field in yards?
It should be 50 yards.
Is it 50 yards wide, sideline to sideline?
Yeah.
150 feet.
Yeah. So it would be
two basketball?
You couldn't fit two. It'd be like 1 2/3. You'd have to put like some long ways and on the bottom, put some the other direction.
So I'm thinking 8, but is that too few?
I think that's too few.
How many?
Which sounds crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. How long is a basketball court?
That's what I think it's 90 feet, supposed to be.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought 90 was width.
No, that would be like 40. So 90 by 40. So if you got 100, yeah, I'll do the math later. But a lot, and I don't even know how we got here. It's a lot of meters. How about that metric system?
So wait, is there a meteor happening right now?
I don't know. Oh. I think we took care of it because, you know. It was fake, like outer
so
space.
So Steven Tyler,
the people who
got together with Bruce Willis.
let's bring it back. Like, what could we combine that movie with? Armageddon, which was a terrible name for that movie, first of all, because it wasn't about a war. It was about a guy drilling into the hearts of Americans with an Aerosmith song.
With a penetrating song. That song was the worst.
If I could stay awake.
Aerosmith. Incredible band, that song.
It stuck, though. It had legs. I don't think it was good, but it...
You know, it's more like a hemorrhoid. They stick around. They don't have legs,
That cast,
though.
Bro, like, on Ben Stiller, on Bruce Willis's team, I wish it was Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, Ben Affleck, Steve Buscemi, the defensive coordinator from Remember the Titans, I don't remember his name, but he was there, and then Liv Tyler is in the movie just because of...
What's a movie set... In the 1960s that we could mix with Remember the Titans?
I don't know any 60s movies. Oh, right. Set in the 60s?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any 60s movies.
Thanks.
Leave it to Beaver?
Oh,
I don't know. I had that on my list for a couple things, because that'd be funny if they met Walter White, too, but, couldn't fit everything in
you
today.
You said Ben Stiller, and now I want to do this crossover with, like, Along Came Polly or Meet
Can
the
we
Fockers.
Do Zoolander? That would be great.
Zoolander. What could you put that with?
Because I didn't decide to put every one of my ideas on here because I assumed you would bring something to the table. You. But I guess that's my fault.
I thought we were going to collaborate.
As much as anybody's.
Stop. Collaborate.
Your feet are literally propped up on the table, and I have seen Mike holding his nose this entire time.
Well, Mike.
You may want to wash your feet.
You knew what you signed up for, man.
Still no reviews. Please give us a review. Yeah, there's I know no people one listening to this because I see people and they say, hey, that thing you said the other day was stupid. And I was like, oh, thanks for listening.
Leave it in the comment, jerk.
Yeah, don't tell it to my face. That's messed up.
If you call yourself a friend and you haven't left a review, I don't want to talk to you.
I don't either. So don't come up to me.
Only talk to me through reviews.
And say, why didn't you guys bring up Seinfeld, Ray?
Well, number one, because you didn't put it in a comment. Number two, because John doesn't take homework seriously.
He doesn't. We all know that. We love you guys. I think that's your part to say. So now you can talk.
Leave a review or... I'm going to blow up this place.
All right, we're going to go watch Michael Jackson.
See you guys. Nope. Love you.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.